Well, I thought I put this to rest on Friday, but it seems pretty clear. Hunter Dickinson is actually interested in coming to Kentucky.
You are Locked On Kentucky, your daily podcast on the Kentucky Wildcats. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, what is going on, Big Blue Nation? Welcome on in to Locked On Kentucky, your daily Kentucky Wildcats podcast. I'm your host, Lance Stahl, writer for Sports Illustrated for various SEC-related things. But on this podcast, we take a dive into all things Kentucky athletics. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. You can make every moment more by visiting FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. On today's episode of Locked On Kentucky, we're going to be discussing the fact that apparently Michigan transfer Hunter Dickinson does actually want to come to Kentucky. We're going to break down the different news surrounding Dickinson and Shibwe, and then we're going to get into the pros and cons. We're going to talk about the good things and the bad things. I'm going to be completely transparent with you. Some of these I kind of took from an article of a friend of the program, Hunter Shelton, who writes for Wildcats Today. Over at Fan Nation and Sports Illustrated. So shout out him, and I'll probably drop a link to that article in the description below. But apparently, after it kind of felt like it was trending in the, hey, Georgetown, Maryland, Kansas, that group are getting official visits out of this kid, official and unofficial, it seems like Hunter Dickinson is going to be making his move elsewhere. Kentucky had their conversation on Zoom. They had a talk, and apparently we're going to see Dickinson kind of take his ball and not necessarily, well, actually go home in theory, considering that Maryland and Georgetown are two programs that are closer to home, and so maybe that's some incentive there for him. And again, if you don't know, Hunter Dickinson is one of the best centers in the country, and he is easily, I think, the best transfer portal prospect in the nation right now. Averaged over 18 points, was a great three-point shooter, could stretch the floor for the Wolverines last season, decided to enter the portal for his final season, and I thought that he had kind of made it clear through these visits that he's scheduling elsewhere, okay, he's not going to Kentucky. So to put a bow on it, I decided to put out an episode on Friday talking about some things with Aaron Bradshaw, and then I wrapped the show up talking about how I think that Hunter Dickinson is not coming to Kentucky. Full stop. I thought it was clear. I thought it was like, well, the writing's on the wall now. We can move on. We can start to focus on other things that Kentucky wants to do in the portal. Maybe this means that Shibwe's coming back. Yada, yada, yada. And then earlier today, I would say about an hour ago, or maybe a little bit earlier than that, Kentucky Sports Radio puts out an article. This was initially on their morning show that this news was broken, but on 3KSR put this article out. Hunter Dickinson's interest in Kentucky reportedly contingent on Oscar Shibwe. And I'll read some different excerpts from this article here written by Ms. Tyler Thompson of KSR. She said, on this morning of Kentucky Sports Radio, on this morning's episode of Kentucky Sports Radio, Matt Jones dropped some scoop about Hunter Dickinson, the Michigan transfer who is considered the top prospect in the transfer portal. A source outside of Kentucky's program told Matt on Friday that Dickinson, a three-time All-Big Ten performer, would, quote, love, end quote, to play at Kentucky, but only if Oscar Shibwe does not return to Lexington for a final season. Currently, Oscar is testing the NBA draft waters. Ms. Thompson goes on to note that he's got until May 31st to decide whether or not he's staying at Kentucky or he's going to stay in the draft. And this is also for Ms. Thompson. Per Matt's source, Dickinson would like to make this decision this week, which puts Kentucky in a bind because Oscar wants to take his time with the NBA draft evaluation process. And this is what Matt said on the radio show, quote, Kentucky would love to have Oscar back, but Oscar is wanting to wait until the end to decide and Hunter wants to make a decision. So Kentucky is hoping Oscar will make his decision this week so that whatever happens, they don't lose Dickinson in the process, end quote. I've got a couple of thoughts on this. Are they insensitive? Are they rude? Maybe, but I want you guys to follow me here, because then we're gonna follow this up by talking about the pros and the cons of this. If Oscar Tshiebwe has decided after 4 years in college that he is going to declare for the NBA draft, and he's posted all of these things on social media about going to North Carolina and telling everybody, hey man, you can follow along as I work through my draft process. It seems like he's trying to gain support. He's trying to gain momentum to see if he can actually make a run at getting drafted. And right now, he's got a decent chance of doing it. According to ESPN, he currently sits at 67th on their big board. He is the 67th best overall prospect. He is the 8th best center in this year's draft, according to ESPN. So he's got a chance to get drafted. He's got a chance. So he's going to be working out. He's going to be posting more content, I can only assume, on social media of these different places that he's choosing to go and work out. And I think then he's going to make a jump. Or at least it looks like he's setting himself up for that right now. It's crazy how much changes over a weekend, because it's not like these people, and I need to go back and listen to what I said, because to be honest with you, I don't remember. But it's not necessarily an opinion changing. It's a projection based on the information currently given, right? And so it's a really awkward spot for Kentucky to be in because of the way that Tshiebwe is portraying himself, because they want to bring him back, of course. It's the former National Player of the Year. I'm one of the best players in the history of the program based on records. But if Tshiebwe is going to be doing all of this, if he's going to be posting on social media, hyping up the move to the draft while maintaining his college eligibility, is he really doing all of this just to come back to UK for one more season? He could be. I mean, y'all tell me if I'm wrong. He could be. But it seems very unlikely for him to spend this amount of effort in putting himself in a better position to get drafted. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the point of the social media stuff is. I can only assume that's what it is. It just doesn't seem likely. So I don't think Kentucky is doing him or doing Dickinson a favor by leaving this in limbo. I think Kentucky, as insensitive or rude or whatever you want to call it, I think Kentucky should go ahead and tell Oscar, hey man, we're going to be picking this guy up. So you can stay in the draft, you know, you can do whatever, because you've made it relatively clear to us that you are trying to set yourself up to move on. I would be very confused if Tshiebwe, over the next month and a half, continued to post and get hyped up, because May 31st is the deadline. I would be very confused if he decided to continue to try and boost his presence and then not do anything and just say, I'm coming back to Kentucky. Huzzah. And then there's also the question of the pros and the cons. We're going to get to that in a minute. But I want to ask you guys, am I off on that? I want you guys to tell me in the YouTube comments below. I'm going to post a poll underneath the community tab on my YouTube channel. I'm going to ask you guys, who would you rather see come back or come to Kentucky? Oscar Tshiebwe coming back from the draft, or Hunter Dickinson from Michigan? Because I'm not going to lie to you, I don't know how much better Kentucky will be as a team with Tshiebwe on the court as opposed to Dickinson. And some of you may gasp at that. Some of you may find that you're just incorrect. I'm going to walk you through the process here in just a second. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you guys about our friends over at FanDuel. You know, talking about Kentucky Wildcats getting to the NBA, I mean, they've got a few right now that are just going crazy in the NBA playoffs. Sacramento Kings, one of the teams, obviously, that had three Wildcats play really, really well. Shout out Monk, shout out Lyle, shout out De'Aaron Fox. And it's a great time right now to get in on the action over at FanDuel. The MLB season has started. Again, like I mentioned, the playoffs are right in the thick of it, kicking it off with some really fun games here early on. If you sign up with FanDuel right now, you can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. It's a fantastic deal. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn to sign up. You can place your first bet, and again, you can get up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win. You can do this for different props for NBA players. You can do this for different things for MLB things, like a pitcher to go over on strikeouts. You can, you know, go over under on Aaron Judge hitting a home run. There's so many different things you can do with it. It's a lot of fun. Don't miss your chance to get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Again, FanDuel.com/LockedOn to sign up. That's FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Major League Baseball. All right, continuing along here on the Monday edition of Locked On Kentucky, Lance Dahl hanging out here with you. Really appreciate you guys listening. If you have not subscribed to the show already, I would ask you to please go ahead and do so. We are so close to 4K. I am very shocked at the way that the channel has been growing recently. It's been a wild few weeks. So really appreciate everybody hopping on. Really appreciate everybody listening on podcasts, continuing to leave reviews. I've got one right here from Salute Me B over on Apple, just on the 14th here a few days ago. 5 stars. Keep up the good work, Lance. Really appreciate you, Salute Me B, for dropping that review. So we've got Hunter Dickinson. We've got Oscar Tshiebwe. We've got the conundrum of Kentucky being kind of stuck in limbo with their roster, not necessarily being able to make a decision because they want to give courtesy to one of their best players who is taking their time and wants to take the time to walk through the NBA draft process, right? And something else I want to point out here, just to kind of add on to my final thought before we dive into the pros and cons, it feels like Tshiebwe wants to go pro, and that's not just a me thing. KSR, even in that same article, Jack Pilgrim told that Oscar's desires to go pro if the right opportunity presents itself. However, he hasn't closed the door on returning to Kentucky, where he reportedly made several million in NIL last season, life-changing money. Those in his camp have also considered other options in the transfer portal, but none would be as lucrative as a final season in Lexington. So I think that it would be... I think it would be better for Kentucky if Tshiebwe left, because it feels like there are so many negative things that could potentially come for him from this if the goal is to finally at some point jump ship and go to the NBA and try and make that money. But let's walk through the fans and pros and cons right here. I say fans. The pro that I have here at the top of the list is fan excitement. And again, Hunter Shelton of Sports Illustrated wrote a really good piece about this. Can link that in the description for you guys. Fan excitement, I think, would be through the roof for Oscar Tshiebwe to join a bunch of really talented 5-star kids and to make a run at the national title in what would be his final year. I think that would be fun for fans to come and see him once again, you know, just kind of dominate in the way that he has, rebounding, doing all these different things. I think the fan support would be there. Con here, I think, is the one that we've discussed the most here on the show. What does the defense look like for Kentucky this upcoming season? Is it better? And if so, how much better is it? And then on top of all this, can Kentucky and their rim protection legitimately get better with Onyenzo and Tshiebwe, the same front court from last season, coming back? We've talked about Oscar Tshiebwe's limits, his limits on the defensive end, his inability to stop the ball at the rim, his inability to guard the pick and roll during his fourth year in college, no less. Does that get better? I feel like that hurts the team. A pro here, though, like I said, is the plus side of Tshiebwe, which is his ability to rebound, his ability in the low post. I think he's got a great feel, obviously, for what he does down there. The con, though, is does that fit this year's team, right? Does what Tshiebwe likes to do fit the pace, fit what Calipari wants to do with this team? I don't know if it does. I think that Kentucky would probably be better off getting somebody a little bit taller. This is not a pro or a con. You know, maybe you could list a con as height here. I think Kentucky would be better off getting somebody a little bit taller. And by the way, that doesn't mean it's specifically Dickinson. I think another pro here would be experience on a rather young team. I think that that's something that we've discussed quite a bit here recently, is the fact that Tshiebwe, Dickinson, whoever it may be, he would be able to kind of give that veteran leadership on a team of a bunch of freshmen, with that has a lot of freshmen, rather, being heavily involved in the rotation. The con here is that does that really matter if Hunter Dickinson is legitimately in the mix here? And again, this is a rumor. This is from KSR. This is from a source outside of Kentucky being related to Kentucky Sports Radio. I'm not questioning the legitimacy of what they're saying because it's KSR, but at the same time, it's a rumor. And I think things ebb and flow and things change very quickly behind the scenes, things that we will never know about. So it's something that we probably need to take a grain of salt with here. Another con to kind of wrap this pro-con list up is either of these players are going to overshadow Onyenzo. Does that really matter? I don't know, but I think it should be noted. Because if the whole sales pitch for Onyenzo to come back is we can develop you a little bit more, we can get you playing time, this, that, the other. I mean, how much does this hamper his development, right? Because if Dickinson comes in, how many minutes is he looking for over the sophomore Onyenzo? What does Onyenzo expect in his second year? Is he okay with just making some more money and then entering the transfer portal next season? Is he okay with making some more money, not necessarily riding the bench, but not getting a ton of minutes and then, you know, going to become the starter, I would assume, at that point in his third year, in his junior season? I don't know. And if Tshiebwe comes back, I mean, it would be the same thing. It doesn't really matter here who it is. And to be honest with you, I mean, at this point, you know, maybe playing time's not it for Onyenzo, because if you bring back him and you don't get Dickinson or Tshiebwe, which is the worst, I think, situation that Kentucky could find themselves in here, then you have to go get somebody out of the transfer portal that can at least split time with Onyenzo, because he is not ready to be a starting center in the SEC. He's got some talent. He's raw. He's very good on the defensive end. He's not ready to be a starting center in the league. You have to be able to go and get somebody that can kind of help anchor that down low. I also want to say this about Dickinson. I don't really know if what either of these guys do really overpowers the other one in a who should Kentucky get argument. I think that Dickinson's scoring and ability to shoot the three and the ability to defend the rim a little bit better is great. He's still not the best defender. He's still not the best passer out of the low post. That's something that we saw Oscar struggle with a lot this past season. Just having the ball knocked out of his hand whenever things got not even tight, just whenever pressure was applied. Sometimes not even when pressure was applied. And then you've got Tshiebwe's ability to rebound, his ability to score in the low post. I don't really think they're extremely different in terms of the value that they bring to next year's team. Is Dickinson the best fit for what Kentucky wants to do next year? I don't know. I know he's taller. I know he can shoot the three. I know that's fun. I know that's more modern as opposed to your traditional big man in Tshiebwe. So they've got their differences. I'm just saying in terms of what the ceiling elevation is with either of these prospects. I don't really know. I will say this. There's also the matter of damaging Tshiebwe's legacy, which is something that Hunter Shelton points out in his article. If he comes back and he's a third, fourth wheel on a team full of, I would say, ball dominant, score heavy guards and wings, you know, what does Shibuya's role look like with that if he's relegated to averaging, you know, 8, 9, 10 points on just as efficient shooting, and he's kind of in the background after being the focal point, after being the man, after being the national player of the year? I mean, I can only assume he would be okay with that, but it kind of damages what he is in the future whenever you're looking back on history. And you may say, well, Lance, that doesn't really matter. And sure, maybe that's fair. Maybe that doesn't really matter here. But let's think about what it does do for his immediate future. If he doesn't play as well as he has in 2 years prior, even in maybe a more limited role, and I don't know how limited it would be, I would just say it would be either slightly smaller to smaller. What if he ends up playing worse, and then he gets his NIL money, and he's like, okay, now I'm going to go to the NBA. I'm going to be that second round pick. And that draft stock's gone. What if it's like, yeah, you've been playing in college for however long now? How old would Oscar Tshiebwe be at this point? You know, I don't know. But I think age would be a concern there. I'm actually going to pull that up right now just to see how old. He is currently 23 years old. He turns 24 in November. You know, how much are you going to be able to get out of Tshiebwe, a kid that can't stretch the floor, can't play defense, you know, has turnover problems? You know, if he's able to be a second-round draft pick now, take it. I mean, you have to if you're even slightly scared of a regression. And the numbers wouldn't help. I'm just telling you, the numbers next year, if Tshiebwe comes back, they won't help. He's not going to be able to put up the numbers that he has in years past. The players around him, it's not that they're going to selfishly, you know, inflict their will on Tshiebwe. It's not an attack on him. It's just the reality of the situation. Cal brought in guys to replace and clear things out and reset. They're going to get their buckets. They're going to get their minutes. They're going to get their playing time. They're going to get the ball. And so it's going to look a little bit different with Tshiebwe on the court. So the defense, you know, what does that look like on the floor? The fan passion, people are going to be excited. You know, but how much are they going to be excited when a Sweet 16 exit comes because Kentucky can't defend the rim? And you may be saying, well, can Kentucky do that with Dickinson? I don't really know. We'll have to see. I don't think that there are some reasons for Tshiebwe to come back. I just don't know if there's enough there to kind of put the stamp on it. So I want to know your guys' thoughts. Do you think he should return? Do you think he should leave? Do you think Dickinson should come in? Do you think somebody else should come in? I know that there are several of you that are sick and tired of hearing me talk about this, and I thought I put it to bed. But things change, and you know, I'm not sitting there with Dickinson or Tshiebwe kind of figuring out their processes right now. So things change, and we have to talk about them. Because if we do end up getting this kid, it's going to look real dumb if I don't talk about it for 2 weeks. So does he stay? Does he go? I want to hear you guys' thoughts. That's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Kentucky. You can follow the show on Twitter at LockedOnUK. You can follow me on Twitter at LanceDahl_, and you can follow the show over on Instagram. That is at Kentucky Podcast. Any questions, comments, concerns, you can leave them in the YouTube comments below, or you can hit me on the socials. I will see you all tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Kentucky. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and God bless.